Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim, live out of Philadelphia. Coming to you once again. You gotta love it. I've walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reading with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of light, and I will get what I want. How about that? Okay. We're going to speak just a minute on love. We always do. First thing we talk about every time we come on the air, we got to talk about this love, man, because this society does not teach people how to love. They deal with obsessionism. They got this emotional thing set up so that people can get tricked and played, you know, by the powers that be. And something has to change. And that change has to start with the man in the mirror. That's where the change has to be got. But you have to realize that you need to change. Excuse me. That you need to change and that you can change. And you can, you know? But you need what they call the truth, right? Oh, my goodness. I need to do a whole hour just on talking about what the truth is. Because we get caught up in what we think is the truth and don't have a clue to what's going on, you know? But like I say again, love is an act to make others feel good. So if you're doing something and you're constantly participating in things to make others feel good, then you're loving people. That's what love is, you know? If you got two people, they could be two strangers, okay? Male and female, just coming together, don't know each other from a can of paint. And if they have this one principle, right, I'm going to do everything I can to make him feel good. She's going to do everything, he's going to do everything to make her feel good. They'll end in a relationship, and they'll stay married for the next 200 years. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll be in a feel-good relationship, and that's what relationships all about. The powers that be, they know this. This is why when you go to church, you're talking about, oh, I had a good time, feel good when I go. You know what I'm saying? Where do you get information that's going to benefit you in the long run? That's not what's important. What's important is how you're feeling when you're in that building, what the atmosphere is like when you're in that building. That's what you're dealing with. So a lot of ministers, they know these codes and they know these concepts, but just make sure that they don't get to you because they like getting those tires and stuff on a weekend. It makes a big difference. That's how they survive and that's how they live it, if you don't understand. It's why it's hard for the churches to get together unless they're getting together to do something in the secular world, okay? They don't want to lose their they don't want to lose their membership. They don't want to lose the people that are bringing that money in. And they're very particular about what their members hear, what they see, everything. Everything is important because if their members wake up and know the truth, we got a problem. Same thing in this culture. I shouldn't say culture, but in this society. If the people woke up and actually knew the truth about what was going on in society, they would have a real problem, okay? A big problem, right? This racism, the sexism, the inhumanity to man that's going on, all that would change. All that would go away because the people would be woke. They do not want you woke. They want you in the matrix. Those of you who saw the matrix, everybody in the matrix was asleep. Sleep, okay? Dreaming, functioning from a mental standpoint, but nothing's getting done because they're not doing anything. It was all mental, and that's how they have you right now, okay? When you get up, you go to work every day, you follow your sports, you do this, you go to church, you come back, and nothing's changing. Year after year after year, the society is the same. What does that mean? That means that you're in here asleep, not woke. You have to wake up. Not smell the coffee at this stage in the game. You need to wake up and drink the coffee because you really need to wake up at the point, okay? Now, let's talk a little bit about this society that we're talking about. Ooh, Elohim's Five Tribes, Society of Love. What in the world is that, okay? Right now, we're dealing with basically information on what's going on in the society. The society is set up. We have domain sites set up. So we begin to put things on the site that people can order. So that means that we'll be able to make some type of revenue, you know, from the site, which is good. So that's progress, okay? The membership is growing. People are signing up. And, well, the information they get, you know, I might have to check with more from sign up because there's a lot of information they get when they do sign up. But we're not in it to make money off signing people up, right? We're in it to produce money to get back to the members. That's what society is supposed to be doing, right? Just like right now, one of the persons running for president, one of the Chinese guys, he knew that people should be getting at least $1,000 a month, period. Because they're taking in that kind of revenue. People need to get that money, but they can't give people $1,000 a month if they're giving somebody $10,000, $20,000 a month, and that's a normal salary for them, and they got people out there fending for themselves who can't make anything, and the money is lopsided for what's going on. All of a sudden, I got really tired when I got on the air. That's strange. I've been preppy all day long. Now I'm just tired, exhausted, ready to go to sleep. I think I'm being targeted. Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. But I'm not worried about that. They're targeting all day long. That little Kim show, stuff like that. That don't work on me. I have to get somebody else for that. Okay. Well, look. Now, the topic of the day, right? After 200 years, what has really changed? Okay? For the last 90 years, the white mob has ruled the country. All right? They lost the Civil War, so they went into politics. They decided to run in the little, from down the block captain all the way up, aldermen, senators. They want to, the judges, they want to get in every position they can so that they can have more control over the country, you know? And there's nothing wrong with people wanting to control the country because it's their country, you know? This is my country. So I should try to have more control or more say-so of what's going on and what's happening, you know? But when you got a group of people getting together to block another group of people from having the basic necessities of life, something's wrong with that, you know? Something's wrong with that mindset. You got one guy with $1 trillion on one side of the street, on the other side of people sleeping in the street. Something's wrong with that. Something has to change about all that. And you're in a position to make that change. You're in a position to do something about it, but you have to begin to wake up. You have to begin to wake up and see what's going on, you know? It's important that you wake up and see what's going on, you know? that's why we decided to make this topic what it is. You know, after 200 years, what has changed? Okay? and we've been here for a minute. We know what's going on. We can see what's going on. But you yourself have to get up out of your bed with the thought, this is my country. Don't belong to the president. Don't belong to the congressman or the senator. I don't belong to them. Okay, even though once they get in there, the power is so great, boy, they hate to leave. Especially as attention, being president, everybody chow-town, kissing your feet. Oh, my goodness. What an amazing experience that must be. See where I'm coming from? But we give them all of that so that they can be just and honest in running the country. That's what they're supposed to be doing. It is their country, but it's not theirs by themselves. You know what I mean? The country belongs to all of the people that's in it. And all of the people that's in it need to get up and take a part in running the doggone country. That's what's up right now. That's what you have to do, okay? Now, just like here in this country, the Americas, okay, was the Americas before any European came here. It was called the Americas, going all the way back to Lemuria, to Mars, the whole nine yards. There's a strong history about all this stuff that you're not getting in school. All right? Everybody came from Africa. No, everybody didn't. Okay? they check your little DNA and say, oh yeah, well, you part Asian, you part Spanish, you part French, you part German, you part Haitian, you know what I mean? They break all that down for you. And in reality, no modern man is from this planet. I'm just saying, no modern man is from this planet. I'm just showing you how far off information and the teachings have gone so that you can't get what you're supposed to get. Boy, am I really getting tired. This is intellect. Hasn't happened before. This is what I'm saying. This has never happened before. Unbelievable. Since I got on the airwaves, I'm tired. I feel like I want to go to sleep. Something's going on here, you know? Yeah, well, like I said, they might be targeting me, but they're going to have the backup of, they're going to have the backup of targeting this guy here. Because this guy has a few tricks, you know, to make sure that whatever they're doing to control the minds of the people, that it's not effective when it comes to me. You know where it comes from? Because that's why we're on the airwaves. We're on the airwaves to wake people the heck up. And you need to be woke up, you know? You need to find out what's going on in your areas. Now, let's take a minute here. Let's take a minute and talk about the truth. Oh, my goodness. We want to know the truth. Let me give you a little bit of information here about the truth. The truth is whatever you've seen and whatever you witness. And that's not the complete truth. You know what I'm saying? But that's as close as you want to get to the truth. Okay? History, if you weren't there, you know what I mean? That ain't the truth unless you witnessed it. All right? Now, they're keeping records of certain things that's going on. They're keeping records of certain things that are facts. Who invented this? Who made that? Those are facts. All right? Now, when you get into the story around the facts, that's when the truth begins to change just a little bit. But the fact of the matter is this person did this, this person did that, this person did that. Those are facts. Closest you can get to the truth is the facts, not the stories. Follow what I'm saying? So that's what you want. You want the facts and not the story. The stories help you remember the facts. Well, yes, it does. But the truth is plain and simple. Were you there? Did you see it? Okay? If you weren't there and you didn't see it, then it's just information for you to hold on to be proven or disproven at a later date. That's what it is. Same thing with history, the same way. You know? If you give me an idea of what I'm talking about, they got us putting down the guy's name, I don't know if it's Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Edison, one of the guys that flew a kite and electricity hit the kite with a key on a string or something like that there. And that's the first time anybody discovered electricity. See what I'm saying? Is that the truth? It's not a fact. So it can't be the truth. Now, he might have had electricity hit his kite, but he wasn't the first one to deal with electricity. When the Egyptians had machines, they had machines making clothes that was running off electricity before this guy was even born. Hello? You know? They had the bad battery. So this guy with a little light bulb, it wasn't nothing new. They had the bad battery. They had the bad light bulb. Thousands of years before this guy was even born. You know what I'm saying? So what's the truth? Is the Baghdad, now it's a fact that they had electricity. That's a fact. So that's where the truth comes from, facts, okay? It don't come from suppositions or things that you might make up or something that you might think could be or maybe. No, that's not where the truth comes from. The truth comes from facts. And that's what we want to deal with. We want to deal with the facts all the time, all right? When you go into these books, the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, Asri, the Quran, Life and Teachings of the Master of the Far East, when you get into all these here books, right? What are the facts? sex can be proven over and over and over again. All right? There's always evidence of a fact. Okay? When we're talking about, well, let's get into the argument. Designism or evolution, okay? We are designers. That's a fact. We design every day, okay? Apes turning into men, not happen. Didn't happen. I'm just saying it did not happen, okay? They're making this stuff up, but there's no actual facts to support what they're saying. There's innuendos that might lead to what it might have been, could have been, okay? But man, apes are not turning into men today. But we're designing stuff today. We've always been designers, okay? That's why the Bible calls us a God, because we are designers. See what I'm saying? And when you start dealing with facts, see what I'm saying, as the truth, rather than the stories that they're surrounding with details trying to make them seem like a fact, but they're not, you know? And I watch these little short clips that they put on the internet about evolution. It's a bunch of crap. I'm just telling you straight up, it's a bunch of crap. You can argue with me all day long. That's fine, okay? But it's a bunch of crap. We aren't evolving into anything. We were designed to be what we are right now. Okay. Now, when was the last time modern man's skull changed? Hello? If we're evolving, when was the last time our skull changed? You see what I'm saying? Our skull was designed to do certain things by us. We designed this doggone body. So we know what it can do, and it was designed to survive. Since the body was designed to survive, the body will make changes, okay, for our survival. That's how we design it. We're not evolving into anything. Everything that's in this body is already built in. There's nothing evolving at all. It was designed to do what it does. That's a fact. Watch the body. See what it does, okay? If man, apes was turned into men, then apes will be turning into men now. Then apes aren't turning into men. Find me an ape that just turned into a man. Okay? Like I said, did you see it? Were you there? Did you see? Are you there when people are designing things? Do you see it? Do you have evidence of us being designers? Every day, all day long, this is what we do. You have to get into dealing with the facts and not dealing with the crap that they're lining up trying to give you misinformation about certain details that could be a fact, but it's not. Okay? I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to get you up out of the matrix so that you can you can deal with things from a different perspective. Let's deal with this political situation for a second. We had Donald Trump, 800 lives, or 70,000 lives? I don't think that many lives. I know he told at least 7,000 lives in his 4 years. Minimum 7,000. 7,000 lives this man done told within the stories that he'd been putting out, okay? Now, instead of the people checking the facts, that's where your truth is. The truth is in the facts. Like this guy, Joe Manchin, they fact-checked what's going on in his district. He got one of the poorest districts in the country. Out of 50 poorest districts in the country, his district is number 50. You understand what I'm saying? But yet all of his family are millionaires. Something's wrong with the picture. And they've been voting this guy in and in and in. And he's not doing nothing for the people. They need to check the facts. Okay, maybe as people begin to talk about this guy more and more, he'll change and start doing something for the doggone people. You follow what I'm saying? We have to get those guys out of there that are not doing what they're supposed to do for the people. You have to check these people's character before you start, giving them all this doggone power to work for you. They're working for you, okay? This is your country. Hello? This is your country. It do not belong to the politician. The politicians are working for you. That's why you vote for them. A dictatorship is the worst type of system that could be developed. It's awful because the people don't have no say or no control over anything. And the only way you get rid of a dictator, you have to militarily throw them out because they're not going to go on their own, okay? If they die, they want to pass it to somebody in their family. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then you get a good dictator comes along and he'll do some wonderful things. But it's only going to last as long as he's in office. Once he dies or something happens to the good dictator and here comes a knucklehead to take his place, country's in trouble. Big trouble. You follow what I'm saying? Dying and killing. Man's inhumanity to man. That's what's going to be going on. That's the biggest problem on the planet. Man's inhumanity to man. Okay? This is what we're dealing with. This is what's going on. Okay? I've been hitting and missing on the radio days because there's a lot going on. And around this time, I do be kind of burnt out because I usually get up around 4 in the morning. But we have to make this work. Okay? I have to be here because people are looking for me to be here. I got some calls. Yo, man, where you at? You know? You can do it. Get somebody else to do it for you, you know, which is a good idea. I'm looking for a co-host. Anybody want to be a co-host, just give me a call. 215-718-0 real quick. I can use a little help out. I can use a little help over here. Because there is a lot going on, okay? Now, this is Society Night. So we're talking about society things, okay? And what you're getting when you become a member in our society, right? You get about 5 or 6 books. You get about 10 CDs, lectures, and all that stuff, meditation music. You get T-shirts. You get a hat. You get a gold certificate. You get a signed up for what we call a money-making venture, whereas whatever you put up in 1 year, you get 100% interest. You guys got money in the bank that's been sitting for over a year, and they're paying you 2 or 3% interest on it, okay? We guarantee 100% interest, all right, on your money when you deal with the money in the society. This is how we roll. So these are some of the things you get when you join our society. And our society is a non-leadership-based organization. Oh, my goodness, we're talking about anarchy. There's no such thing as anarchy. Listen, man, they got you all so sleep out there. If you have one rule, then it's not anarchy. And you can't get a whole bunch of people together without no rules or no regulations. Oh, it's just not going to happen. So whatever the rules and regulations are, that's the government. There's no such thing as no government if you've got rules. And people can't function together without some type of rules, you know? that's why somebody said, are you trying to promote anarchy? I look at him and laugh because no such thing. There's no such thing as that. You follow what I'm saying? Now, I know we had the anarchists, right? But I think the anarchists have been misrepresented. Anarchism is not a system without government. Because if we got rules, it's the government. It's just a system without the I did some research on the anarchy system too, you know what I mean? And I'm not sure exactly how they function. It's been such a while since I read up on what they did, you know. But they had leaders. They have leaders in it. As long as you have leaders and you have rules, you have a form of government. Now, I don't know who picks these leaders. Now, I didn't get that out of there, but you do have leaders. Now, in the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love, Society of Cancellation of Thought, or Elohim, focusing on love, this is what we do. When you're in this society, there are no leaders. We have one leader and teacher, Jesus the Christ. He's our leader and teacher, okay? Everybody else is equal rank. They have one vote, period. And we don't vote for a person to lead us. We already got a leader. Okay? One person, Jesus the Christ, that's our leader, that's our figurehead. Okay? Everybody else, right, comes in, have an equal rank, equal setting. We vote for what we want to get done. That's what we're voting for. You don't spend all this money voting for president or vice president, or, you know, stuff like that. No, we don't need that, you know. If we have an electrical project that has to be done, you want to put somebody in charge of that, that's fine. Okay? You have a construction project, you want to put somebody in charge of that, fine, you know. If we decide we want to build a building over here, well, we go get builders, you know, so that they can build the building. Well, all that's fine. But we don't have no one person leading everybody into everything. That's not how our society works. This is Elohim Fire Tribe with a Constellation of Silence Radio presents. Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. for Lafayette, PA. U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of the phone number. If you have a company or group and you want to give your group a shout out, just please feel free to do so. Monday we talk about society stuff, which we're talking about now. Tuesday we get into the Toronto scriptures, secret doctrine. We're gonna read through that. And Wednesday we talk about politics, Thursday is economics, Friday is health. Saturday is five tribe history. We're not going to do Black history. Black history is world history. You know what I mean? So we're going to do history of all five tribes, you know, which is kind of tricky. It's kind of hard to do as I'm going through it. But that's what we do on Saturday. And we're dedicated to Milt McIntyre. He's a member of Legacy of a Nation. And every week or year, he's been on the radio trying to give us a history, trying to wake us up. Okay? And he made transition this year. So a couple months ago, so we miss him dearly. And on Sunday, we're dealing with the Bible, Bible 2.0. We want you to know why that book is so important to the people that are running this planet right now. Yeah, okay? What did King James do to make that version so special? We need to know about that. We'll do that more on Sunday. Now, it might come to the point that the Bible and the canonical scriptures are so important that we might only just do that every day. We'd have to see if we can get to that point, okay? Now, I do have a gospel CD on the market. Now we'll learn to some other things coming. The link is cdbaby.com/cd/ElohimChristTree. That's the number 2. To check it out, you can also catch me on YouTube. Just check it out. Jesus is coming. And we ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time out of the battle of the womb. Okay? So your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping and try to dump. Might just be the one to get a conversation mess we're in. So don't take that chance from us. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make them, brother. We gotta go stay in the world. And those children need their dad, I'm telling you, you know. And don't forget to check out my book, Strong Scriptures Part 2, if I come. That's on the market right now. You can get that. Strong Scriptures, complete volume, the one we read from on Tuesday, you can't buy that. That's not on the market, okay? Only your members have that book. I'd like to give a shout out to Hart Butler for his Black History book, Cracks Cut Out. I like him because he understands our history and how it's still in the missing pieces. This brother knew we had a global empire, and he put the information out there to prove it. He's on YouTube too, so you can go and listen to him on YouTube as well. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Jamie. She's on YouTube by the name of Kamichi 11. She has a spoken word, and boy. At least she speak the word. Right now she's doing a little singing, so you can catch her singing a little bit. Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Loud Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube under Nikki Loud Unam. The call in number is 909-749-8626. Okay. You can also go to her website, Unam Bandinkra. Dot com, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 out of Florida, Pennsylvania, you're on at AACL 1918-1929 out of the world. Meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark B. UNA 267-832-2320, okay? I'm missing somebody here because we're supposed to have, okay. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to UAIA and their offer land to build on Africa. RBG Industry, they make design clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit on land, just give brother a call at 609-638-5828, okay? I'm going to say some electronics. The call-in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. They're doing industrial electricity. So if you need the lights turned on or you need a security system or sockets and stuff changed, just give them a call and they'll be there for you, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of Heaven 2019 Key. I'm from the give my call, 267-259-4066. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Press London Company, licensed and certified. She's a registered AMC, who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. You have to love that. The other class has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 215-594-3081, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to resident natural coffee heroes. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And we have Dr. Bill. His number is 561-561-3864, okay? So, there you have it. We did a little commercial today. So, we did it on time today. How about that, you know? Now, back into where we at, all right? Wake up. Wake up. This is what we need to do. Because we're out of here sleep, man. We need to wake up. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to wake you up, okay? The Bible is a code book that could bring you back into power, all right? It will tell you how they got power, where they came to power, and how they set the power up. And it's that King James Version, book by book. It tells you how to do that, okay? and you have to remember, as you're sojourning in your land, it's your country. You have to get out and run it. You can't run the country sitting at home watching television all day long, okay? You have to get up and get involved. Learn who the people who you voted for are running the country. Learn who the judges are. Learn what's going on. And we have to make the politicians understand the country belongs to us as well as them. They're working for us. The Constitution of the United States was made to protect the people from the people that we're voting in to run everything. Because if they violate the Constitution, we can kick them out. That's why democracy is so important, okay? If a president get in there for 3 or 4 years and you see what he is and how bad he is, we can kick him out. And a democracy, you can't do that. You can't kick a dictator out. He's got control of the military, everything. You know what I'm saying? And when you go to get rid of him, somebody's going to die. Because he will kill everybody's mother to keep the power going on. Because that's it's intoxicating to have that type of attention. That the people are running around and raving at you. It's just absolutely amazing. Once you go through that, and you're in that type of position, it's really hard to give it up. You know what I'm saying? You wonder why President Obama ran for a second term. I mean, man, you know, he became a rock star. I mean, because he was just that good. That's just my opinion. I thought he was just that good. He was an amazing president. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're going to see. Biden's only been in there for 9 months. We're going to see what he does. So far, I give him an A because he's really rocking it, you know? And based on the opposition that he's up against and what's going on in there, it's a knockdown, drug out, kickdown bout. what's going on, you know? And he had to argue with his own people and get things set up. It's crazy. But that's how democracy works. Each person that you send there represents the people in your area. And they have to reflect what you want and what you're trying to do as far as government is concerned, all right? So when they get in there, the people that's in there supposed to reflect your area. And if your area is doing worse than anybody else's area in the country, something's wrong with that guy you got in there. And every bill that come up that's going to help you out, they're vetoing it. They don't want to do it. Duh. You know what I mean? Wake up and smell a coffee. It's not personal. If the guy's not representing you properly, you're supposed to kick him to the curb. That's how this works. Okay? You're supposed to put him out of office. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm just exhausted. It don't make sense. I wasn't as tired a minute ago. Now all of a sudden I'm exhausted. Well, it lets you know how the targeting works. You got people out there that's being targeted. And they don't have the meditation CDs that I have to open up my pineal gland and pituitary gland so that the stuff don't work on me as much as it work on them. But if you get a chance, those of you who don't know anything about targeting, go on the internet, type in targeting people, and you'll hear some of the horror stories that they're going through of how they're being targeted. And then check out chemtrails as well, what the government's, but what our government is spraying in the air, okay, to affect the minds of the people. It's just amazing out there. It's amazing what's going on out there, you know. And a lot of these people that are doing this, they think it's their birthright or something, that they're supposed to rule you, you know. That you're supposed to be their slaves or something. I don't know. I don't know if they're reading the Bible, but they're not reading the book, okay? They're reading it, but they don't have a clue to what's in it. The book clearly says, okay, that there are 6-point-something billion gods on this planet. Okay. And the book clearly says that we are God. But what they're telling you God is, see, the way they're talking about God, they're talking about God like Santa Claus. Knows when you're asleep and knows when you're awake. So you better be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not shout. Santa Claus is coming to town, right? You follow what I'm saying? Now, yeah, he knows when you're sleeping. Knows when you're awake. They got satellites up there. Big Brother's watching everything. We knew it was coming. It's going to get worse. It's going to get to the point. Now check this out. Now you got to be mindful of it. It's going to get to the point with all this digital stuff coming in. They will be able to push a button and you won't be able to ride the bus. That's how bad it's going to be. Okay? With this digital currency. And the virtual coin works great, but it's the most dangerous system, okay, that we can ever get involved in. But we have to get involved in it, but it's dangerous because of the control factor. You got all your money tied up in this virtual coin that's on the internet. They hit that button, that money is gone, okay, or that money is blocked. Where you can't do certain things. It's like Carabars. Carabars used to run a certain system, but they changed the rules. And Carabars, they had to rebrand themselves. Now they're talking about a G999 coin that they want everybody to buy. You follow what I'm saying? They have to switch up because of the rules that the government have made. You know what I'm saying? You have to run your government, all right? Don't run it based on what tribe you're from, black, brown, red, yellow, white, whatever tribe you're from, that's cool. But all the 5 tribes have to work together if we're going to change this. Now, if you notice, going to some of the excerpts from the news, whenever there's a catastrophe, whenever there's a deep wrong or something really bad's going on, you know what I'm saying? All 5 tribes are out in the street protesting. Just check it out. All 5 tribes are there. So don't let them play this race card on you between white and black and Hispanic and, Nicaraguan and all. Don't let them play that game on you, okay? Because when push comes to shove, all 5 tribes work together. In fact, the five tribes don't have a problem working together, all right? With the chaos, this is how they're getting over. They create chaos so they can get over there. So they can get over. They get over like a fat rat when the chaos is going on. You know what I'm coming from? Because you don't know, you can't pick up the phone and call SWAT. You can't do that. You see what I'm saying? You can barely pick up the phone and get a good cop over there. You know what I'm saying? But they can pick up the phone. They can mobilize SWAT teams. They can mobilize a military squad and stuff to come at you. They can mobilize all these things. You see what I'm saying? But it makes you nervous. When you go out to the protest, they mobilize all those police out there to block the protest. Okay? This is what they do to intimidate you, scare you from other people in power, making you think that the power is theirs and not yours. But it's your power. If you got to go to the street, well, go to the street. Get your picket signs out and go out there and do what you have to do, you know? Because sometimes that's the only way to hear what mommy used to say or dad used to say. There's the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So you got to go out there and squeak a little bit to let them know, yeah, this ain't right. Climate change. They're destroying the planet, okay? And they're fighting against reducing the carbon emissions on the planet. Now, all of it's not coming from the planet. There's something that they're not telling. The sun is, the sun has heated up a little bit. And all of the planets in the solar system are going through a warming phase. They're not telling you. That's something else that they're not telling you. But it will help if we reduce our carbon footprint on the planet. That will help a lot, you know? I'm just saying. But you got to do your study. You got to do your research. And you got to get out here and find out what's going on. The biggest problem on the planet right now is man's inhumanity to man. This is what has to stop, okay? Ain't no one tribe better than another tribe. Are you white folks out there who think that you some kind of special people? No, you're not. Are you black people out there who think that? No, you're not, okay? The Bible put it plain. We're all gods, okay? That's what the Bible says, and that's plain. It don't say you're a god if you're a woman. You're a god if you're a man. You're a god if you're white. You're a god if you're black. It didn't say that. So we're all gods, okay? And the master teacher, Yahshua ben Tadara, whom you call Jesus, all right? He tells you, he that eateth from me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I than you would do. He tells you this all the time. He's letting you know, man, look, you're going to do greater than what I did. I'm not better than you. See what I'm saying? And he tells you that. When they say, master, teach us how to pray, you can say, my father. He said, our Father. You understand what I'm saying? He said, our Father. So he's letting you know that the same Father he's dealing with is the same one as yours. We don't have different fathers as far as bringing things into existence. We're talking about source energy. We're all made up of the same energy, okay? All of us, same energy that's flowing throughout the cosmos. That's what we made about it. We call it source energy. I don't know what you call it, but we call it source energy here. We're all made about the same source energy, okay? And as source energy, we are here to design better systems for the systems that we put out there. We have to monitor this solar system. We have to get out there. That's what our drive for space is. We're supposed to be out there monitoring the sun, making sure that the sun don't supernova on us and all that stuff. This is what we're supposed to be doing. But we're so busy arguing and fussing over stupid stuff. Well, stupid to me anyway. Arguing over stuff, trivial matters, you know, that we can't seem to get where we're supposed to get. We can't seem to do what we're supposed to do, but we're going to have to make some changes, okay? And the changes start with the man in the mirror. That's where the changes start at, okay? What do we have here? The changes start with the guy in the mirror. So if you don't know who the guy in the mirror is, you need to go see a big enough look. That's all I'm saying. Because that's the guy that can do everything. All right? You can go out here and pray. Now, see, let me talk about prayer for a minute, just for a minute, okay? What's the difference between prayer and requesting from the universe what you want? See, it's different, okay? When you pray for something, you're praying for somebody to do it for you. But when you request or tell the universe what you want, you're not asking for nobody to do it for you. You're telling it what you want, and it's going to bring it into existence. I guess it could be the same thing. It's a matter of semantics here. It's a matter of words, okay? Prayer is good, okay? Because you're focusing your mind on what you want to bring in, okay? But when you're asking for stuff, all right, from the universe functions off with what you sow. Your effort should be toward getting what you're asking for. You say, oh, man, I want $1 million, but you're going to be sleeping on the couch watching TV all day long. It's going to be hard to get it. You're not playing numbers. You got to do something to get this money. It ain't going to fall out of the sky for you. You know what I'm saying? Your effort should be going towards that, making that $1 million. Then the universe can plug in and work for you. That's how it works. You have to go up to the door and knock on it. Nobody knows that you're there until you knock. Okay? You have to ask for what you want. You know, you have to ask for it. You can ask for it through prayer, but, you know, I mean, that works. Boy, I'm feeling so strange. Something's wrong here. You got some kind of spray or spell that's not some kind of guess. What the heck's going on? I might have to get off the air a little early here. I've got about 7 minutes left to check out what's going on because that's not right here. Anyhow, this is your brother Elohim. You're on the air. We're trying to wake you up. We know you sleep out there. You know, I know you think that I know you think that certain things are unsurmountable, but they're not. Okay? Realizing who you are. Something's not working, something's not right, you can fix it. As long as you're on this side of the dirt, this is my model. As long as I'm on this side of the dirt, whatever's going on, I can fix it. All right? Those of you who seem a little depressed out there, there's always tomorrow. You never know what's going to be around the corner. Don't cut your life short. You never know what's going to be around the corner. Hang in there for a little while longer. Design something. Try to figure out what you're doing to make this thing worse. Because you can't change the people around you. You can't change other people. You can only change yourself. And if something's not going right, you have to change you. And that will make it go right. Okay? You can't keep bumping your head against a brick wall, okay, thinking that eventually the brick wall is going to fall down. No, stop bumping your head against it. Come get a damn sledgehammer. And then you know that wall is going to come down. Start thinking about different ways to do things. If you keep, what they say, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result, you keep doing things the same way and expecting a different result. That's the mark of being the same person. You have to change something. Do something different, you know? Start an oatmeal, have routine in the morning or whatever. Change something. Get up. Recognize that whatever's going on is on you to change, and you can change it. You can change this planet. This planet is virtually a paradise. But because of man's inhumanity to man, we have allowed so much atrocities to be committed. Look what's going on. Look at these so-called, these people are supposed to be following Prophet Muhammad. Look what they're doing to the Yemenis people. It's unconscionable. Prophet Muhammad was here. He'd cuss them out. Follow what I'm saying? Look what they're doing to each other. And the Christians and what they're doing to themselves. And they're beginning to wake up a little bit, beginning to come together. But it's just amazing how people think that other gods are supposed to be worshiping them. And, you know, that's not how this whole thing was designed. This thing was designed to be a paradise for everybody here. There's enough food, clothing, shelter, and security so that not one human being on the planet should be out of doors or sleeping in the street. That's not supposed to be happening, but it is happening. Now, what you have to do, you have to figure out not what they can do. Go into that mirror and figure out, what can I do to change this? That's the attitude that you have to have. I can change this. They keep telling you, we. No. We're not we in nowhere. It's I have to change this. And those of you that want to make change, we can do it together. But I'm not waiting on you to change this. I'm going to come up with some solution to this problem myself because you got it like that. That's the mindset, okay? I tell them, you can, if you have a group, all right, we're not there unless every eye is in the seat. I have to be there for we to be there. If I'm not there, how can I say you're there? Each individual has to show up. Each individual has to be there. And when it comes to running and taking care of your government, brothers and sisters, you know, gods and goddesses, okay, you have to show up, be there. You can't sit back waiting for somebody else to do it. Just because you vote these guys in office, all right, you have to monitor them. You have to call them. You have to send them letters. You have to push them. Tell them what they're supposed to be doing. If they get in there and think they got it made, now that they're in there, can't anybody tell them nothing. Oh, they're wrong. Pull them out of there and put somebody else in there. Okay? This is what you have to do. Well, we're about out of time now. I've walked the path, been on the conveyor, and I'll keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. And I embrace all that I have done to come back to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. You read what you sow. I'm functioning on the read what you sow mentality, knowing that the doggy dog people are always out there. They're always coming. Okay? So you have to be mindful. You have to check yourself, right? Follow the rules of the system, right? A lot of us are working on the after, but the people that are running things are breaking the law themselves. So it's kind of it's like that with the driving and all that. I was doing fine until I read the rule book, and then I'm having trouble with the with them ever since because they're breaking the law, okay? And they're doing little things to get around breaking the law, like with the title to the car. They're giving you a title to the car, but once you sign that title, the car don't belong to you no more. That's why the state is able to make you do things in reference to the car is concerned, because it's not your car. You follow what I'm saying? And according to the rules, once you buy the car and get a bill of sale for the car, you don't need tags, stickers, and none of that. And they cannot touch your car unless they take it into your house. That's the rules. But now they're putting your car as an impound because it's not your car. It's not your car. You follow what I'm saying? See, that's what I'm saying. You want to follow the rules, but when the people who are supposed to be enforcing the rules are breaking the rules, it gets a little tricky out there. That's what's going on there. Okay? So this is your brother Elohim. Remember, love is the act of the government feel good. We love you, and we will chit-chat some more tomorrow. Much love, guys.